Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
A new tradition is coming back to Oklahoma City, bringing over 9,000 head of the most elite cattle genetics North America has to offer. Cattlemen and women from 46 states and several Canadian provinces will be displaying cattle that'll fit any ranching operation. With more than 20 sales taking place in Oklahoma City, the opportunities are endless to better the genetic future of your herd. The Cattlemen's Congress has quickly become the largest cattle show in the world, so join us January 1st through the 16th in Oklahoma City. Learn more at cattlemenscongress.com.
The 2022 Gale V and Balancer National Sale set for Monday, January 3rd in the Super Barn Sale Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. Being held in conjunction with the second annual Cattlemen's Congress, the sale starts at 6 o'clock p.m. The sale will feature Gale V and Balancer lots, seven bulls, plus open and bred heifer lots featuring genetics that can positively influence your herd for years to come. For more information, call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. You can view the catalog at mcsauction.com.
Conversation about meat processing has been front and center within the beef cattle business. Producers very concerned that the big four beef packers have got too much power, hoping to give more leverage to smaller meat processors that are currently in place or perhaps could be started up in the days to come. Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell says his group very engaged in trying to encourage the state and the federal government to be more proactive in helping these smaller processors.
We were excited that Governor Stitt used part of his money from the CARES Act to incentivize expansion of some of our existing small meat packers and to help start some new ones. And we're excited to see where that's going to go. And we're excited to see kind of the birth of the farmer to consumer direct market. I mean, that's still the local packing and the farmer to consumer is a pretty small part of the market overall, but it still helps give some other choices, some other markets, maybe some value added markets for some of our farmers that they can increase their yields and have some additional opportunities. So we're anxious to see that keep growing as the state with the number two beef cattle population. It's very, you know, it's a lot of concern that we don't have much of that value added. Most of that goes across the lines to Texas or Kansas. And so we participated in some studies looking at the feasibility of, you know, even putting a big new meat, a huge new meat packer in. And but that's a tough hill to climb at, right. You know, $500 million to $1 billion to do that. And most of those, you can go look them at, if it's not till the second or third owner that buys it out of the second or third bankruptcy that they get the numbers down to where they can make it work. So that's probably, I know there's some people looking at some medium-sized packers, which would be good, and we're trying to do everything we can to encourage that kind of development.
And Mozell says for all of agriculture, lots of concern regarding supply chain disruptions and cost.
It is, and certainly I'm in the greenhouse business, and the greenhouse business, if I go to order 3 gallon or 5 gallon pots right now, if I didn't already have them booked, it's like a year's lead time out. If I go to put up a new greenhouse now, it's, you know, things are stretched out to 6 and 8 months on a lot of things. And then it's even little bitty items like bamboo stakes is an item that we bring in from China. And 15, 16 months ago, it was $4,000 for the freight for a container from China. For a smaller outfit bringing something like that in from China, now it's over $20,000 for that same container. The stakes inside haven't really changed. They're still $11,000 or $12,000 for container load. But the freight to get it here has gone up 5 or 6 times. And so, you know, you get to worrying, well, what can I do instead of using a wooden bamboo stake from Tonkin, China?
Rod Mozell says the supply chain disruptions have been replicated through all parts of U.S. agriculture. You've got farm news on Ron.
Angus genetics will be showcased from all over the country at the second annual Cattlemen's Congress. Come see the Penn and Carload Show of Angus Bulls and Heifers on Friday, January the 7th, followed by the 83rd Annual National Angus Bull Sale at 2 p.m. in the Super Barn Sales Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairground. Angus breeders will be selling over 50 top Angus bulls on January the 7th, and you can come be a part of the sale, or you can bet online at cci.live. For more information, go to angus.org for details about all the Angus events at Cattlemen's Congress.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.